New York City attorney Wendy Long ran as a staunch conservative to win New York's Republican Senate primary and now faces a broader and more liberal electorate as she takes on Democratic incumbent Kirsten Gillibrand. Long took home 51% of the vote, easily defeating U.S. Representative Bob Turner and Nassau County Comptroller George Marigos. In congressional races, despite an ethics scandal and a newly redrawn 16th district, Democratic incumbent Charles Rangel defeated his closest challenger, State Senator Adriano Espaillat. In New York's new 18th congressional district, Sean Patrick Maloney took nearly half the votes in the five-way Democratic primary. Maloney will take on Republican incumbent Nan Hayworth in November for a seat the National Democratic Party has been targeting for months. In New York's new 19th congressional district, Julian Schreibman defeated Joel Tiner by a 59-41% margin. Schreibman will challenge Republican incumbent Chris Gibson this fall. In the North Country, Republican Matt Doheny claimed 72% of the vote to beat Kelly Green in a landslide, setting up a rematch with incumbent Democrat Bill Owens in New York's new 21st congressional district. Tristan O'Neill, WAMC News.